Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know what's funny? We'll tell the people we love there's nothing wrong with asking for help, but then when we're struggling, we convince ourselves to push through alone and hope no one notices. And that disconnect is the problem. We believe in getting support, yet still feel pressured to handle everything alone. When someone you care about is struggling, you don't need to diagnose them or make a big speech. Just check in. A simple, hey, you haven't really seemed like yourself lately. Do you want to talk? Can make all the difference. And BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so, which is why I think BetterHelp would be a great start. And if you didn't know, BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict professional code of conduct. After a short questionnaire, their 12 plus years of matching experience helps pair you with someone who fits your needs, and you can switch at any time if it's not the right fit. With more than 30,000 therapists, over 6 million people served worldwide, and a 4.9 out of 5 average live session rating from 1.7 million reviews, BetterHelp has helped a lot of people find support. And that right there should make you feel like you're not alone. So don't let stigma stand in the way. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I always feel like such a fucking stiff when I sit in these chairs. We need to get different chairs.
I think we need different, a lot of things.
Let's
start with the chair. I just always feel like I'm sitting like this.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of jealous of their chairs.
Yeah,
like, they look comfy every time.
I'm relaxed.
And we're just like, you know?
I don't know about you, but I'm comfy. Two.
Very good.
Nice run. No, I'm serious. Run. Get the fuck out of here.
That was terrible. You can leave.
We're on. You can leave.
You can leave.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like muffled. Yeah.
The funniest audio.
I don't even know what happened before that. That's all I've heard is you can leave.
It's just like talking in the background, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
No,
originally.
Apparently it was like they were in like a church and somebody came in and yelled something crazy and was like, fuck you or something, and then she was like,
you can leave.
Yeah, like it was like, yeah,
it's like asking,
I'm like really jealous.
There's the door, bitch.
It's just like a random sound.
Yeah, because Heat's 40 pages is fucking different. It's like cars
mine,
and
his is different
and
than mine.
Cars and
my shit is different.
Cars and fights.
Yeah,
that was like, you used to do that on Facebook all the time. You would scroll through your Facebook videos. Yeah. There'd all be cars. I'm like, what is happening?
And accidents.
I
think you love accidents.
It's so weird. Like when we got in here, I totally forgot we were about to record this because like I got so comfortable out there, just like catching up and like eating snacks and stuff and drinking. I was like, oh shit. Podcast.
Yeah.
All right, we got
to
do this.
We're out there for an hour. We're supposed to start an hour ago.
I know.
And Matt's not here.
Oh,
get
yeah,
over it. Imagine. Get over it.
Guys, we had to let him go.
Again?
It's unfortunate.
They're like, no, what happened? Gosh, this is too
he
much
started up
for
season
us.
Two of his podcast.
Season two, he's very busy.
There's another person here.
This is like a hologram.
He's at a wedding.
He's at a wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
He's with, where is he? Texas. Every week he has a friend getting fucking married.
It's because he has so many friends.
I know. Yeah. It's enough that like he has so many friends, but I'm like, but they're all getting married? Like, that's even crazier.
It's just like, he's just like, for some reason, he's really close to his friends. Like, I've had
for
friends
some
get,
reason.
For some strange
reason. I don't think like, he's close with them. I think he's like,
no, he like has, they want him to be there. Like, nobody wants us to be at their wedding. Yeah. Like, people back home in our high school get married all the time, but we're just not fucking invited.
Yeah, no, nobody
like,
invites
everybody's
us.
Like, Matt, you should really come. And he's just like, okay.
Matt
he has a lot of friends. Like,
yeah,
he has a lot of friends.
It's very like frat, though. Very, very frat.
Yeah, it's
vibe.
All college friends.
They're very
yeah.
like, we're brothers forever.
That's why we weren't in a sorority.
Exactly. And I feel like Texas, too. I feel like it's such a big fucking state. Every time he meets somebody, they know somebody from Texas. They're always connected, yeah. like Matt and this person through like somebody in Texas. Yeah. I just think it's just like
you
a
go
big
to UT?
Fucking pool.
You go
of,
to UT Austin?
Yeah, yeah.
Seems
UT?
Like everything's sure smaller in Texas.
UT.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
I was on the debate team.
UT, you too.
Half of our guests that we've had on this podcast connect with UT. Matt in some way through Texas. We're like,
this
oh, okay.
one podcast that we could get away with not talking about Texas, and we and we're still talking about it.
I'm going next week.
Of course.
Always connected. Yeah, okay. What are you going to Texas for?
Oh, my dad. You know, just a cute time with the family.
Oh, nice. Fun. Perfect.
Good.
Yeah.
Good little time.
Yeah. Little Corpus, little lake, little kneeboard.
Ooh. Oh. All right.
I love kneeboarding.
Get down. You know? Okay. Kneeboarding.
It's like surfing. Wakeboarding, but like you sit on your knees.
It's like for kids. It's like what kids
over.
Do.
Yeah.
It's oh. not for children.
It is. We
Dude,
always kneeboard
that
because
shit's
we
intense.
Couldn't.
As soon as that tip goes down, you're strapped. Bam. Bam.
Wait, yeah, that right sounds bam. Horrifying.
Yeah, you can't like stick your legs out to like.
Oh, no, that would freak me out.
You have way more control though than like a wakeboard. Like a wakeboard, you have to have the like the skills to get the fuck up. But oh, kneeboard, right. you can just kind of like skip into
it's
it.
Fun. Yeah,
like,
but it.
Elbows in the pocket.
Oh, it's like
yeah. You gotta keep it tight.
I want
like,
to try.
What's that sport where you're
we
like?
Don't say
that. What's that sport where you sit in that tube and it's ice and you go? Like they do in the Olympics?
Luge.
Bobsled.
Bobsled. I want to try that shit out. That looks crazy.
But I feel like your fingers are like
your bones don't break.
Risk, heavy risk.
They shatter. Yeah.
How do they even like? How are you so good at that? Because don't you just run and then you sit in and then the whole way
momentum,
that's it?
Momentum, dude. You're just hanging on to momentum. You don't have any like real control. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a driver. Senka.
Is he like?
You don't leopard, drive like, that. Hold on, you drive that? You're going through fucking...
It's got skis on the bottom.
I know, but like, I just don't understand how someone can they win lean. A gold medal
it's,
for being...
Is it like it's knowing like how to use your weight
is that, yeah.
more than anything
got
else?
Got it, okay. Maybe. I should look into it.
The comedy,
I don't know. I'm just...
Oh, fuck.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh, shit. It's coffee talk, baby. Let's go.
I'm going to put that as the song instead of like
that. Oh, fuck.
It's coffee talk, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath. And we only have Mariah today.
Unfortunately.
The funny.
She thinks she's the funny out of the juice and the funny. That was cute.
Think about it. I'm definitely not the juice.
That's true.
Well, you got a point.
The juice like gives a little more. The funny's just there for decoration.
We got two special guests today. Our dear friend Carly and Contro, who we've been friends with for fucking years, and her boyfriend that we kind of know here.
My newest boyfriend. It's funny because I feel like he's my new boyfriend, but not really.
Been a year.
I'm publicly new now.
It's been like over a year.
Is it already over?
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're a year and like a few months.
Yeah, we met in March of 2020.
Oh, my God.
It was right before fucking court. It's crazy how you've been dating for a year and we've only seen you. I've seen you five times?
Yes.
Since?
Yeah. On two hands.
It's
sure.
bizarre. It does not feel like it.
It is weird.
I always thought about that, how like you've been dating for so long through our quarantine, but we just don't know this guy, but you guys are just together every fucking day.
I remember our first time meeting Nolan. Remember they were walking past our block, but it was like in the middle of like the worst part of the pandemic, so they sat on one side of our gate and we sat on the other and
we sat for like an hour. So they, like we have like a kind of like see-through gate, like it's got like bars and stuff, so we were in our driveway and they were in the
sidewalk
and we're just like, how have you guys been?
I was like, oh my god, it's Nolan. We were so excited.
Oh my god, I forgot that happened.
So cool.
Yeah
Well, congrats on the quarantine relationship.
Thank you. I know everyone's like, how's it gonna be once everything's back to normal?
Yeah, you guys
like,
made it through hell.
Yeah, you did make it through
the worst of it all. So
that's what I would think. I mean, I don't know.
you guys want to air it out on this? We just started.
No. I just mean, I think it's good for us that happened for sure.
Yeah.
Because
you got
like,
it out of the way.
Yeah.
It's all like I mean, if you're gonna find out who somebody is, like that, this was the way.
It's the
spend every waking. You don't have a choice but to spend every moment with them.
Yeah.
Well, because you see, like, there's a lot of divorces happening. You know, there's a lot of people that are like, oh yeah, I realize I fucking hate this person.
Yeah.
Now I have to be with them. I can't just like go to work and like
come
you know,
home
whatever.
Put the TV on.
So like, we just
had
to like really like.
It's a good test.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's. I think our personalities are very like.
They
it makes sense that we would do that, I guess. Because, like, you were like, I don't really like I'm a very proximity kind of person, so I like to be close. Like I like to like have contact and be able to talk and all that and stuff. And like, so we just like, there's no reason to like not be around each other and just like be, and everything was encouraging us to like
do. And you're both so simple.
And you work from home as well.
I do. Well, I mean, I make music, so you know, it could just be anywhere. Any room with a mic and a laptop.
Oh, perfect. Right now.
Give me a flat
give
surface.
Give us a beat, Devin.
Yeah, you can maybe do like karaoke and shit.
And Carly just bought a new house, which is so fucking awesome.
Thank you.
When a friend buys a house, it's just like, that is like such a huge fucking accomplishment. It's like, holy shit.
It's crazy. It's so crazy how, like, I was getting kicked out of mine, basically, because I was I was living in a condo, and the people who owned it sent me a letter in November. It was like in January, like we're selling, so you have to move out.
60 days.
Oh,
it was 60 days, which I feel like is normal Heath for something like that. But
Heath and I has gotten a little taste of what a letter like that looks like.
Denny days. Yeah, he wanted us out.
Eviction notice.
Is that what happened? I forgot.
Yeah,
yeah, we got kicked out. We didn't get kicked out. We got asked to leave.
Okay, so kicked out.
Yeah, it's like you need to leave before we like evict you, and we don't want an eviction on our like
on
record.
Our permanent record.
Yeah.
But we did. We did fuck the house up, though.
Yeah.
Because we threw a fucking giant party the night before.
I remember.
That party was the night to remember, though. That
me
was
and
a
Nolan
fucking
born
wild.
Yet.
Yeah, you guys wild party.
Where was this at? Was this in LA?
The house that we used to live in like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you always talk about.
Yeah, it's pretty close around here.
Yeah, it's like right down the street.
Oh my God, I remember we went to the house the day after the party and it was like a bomb went off.
But it's so funny because the landlord ended up going that next day too.
He
got in town early and showed up to the house and we got a call. He's like, why is all the lawn furniture in the pool? Why are there weights? Like, we had like a weight set. Like, all the weights were thrown into the pool that night. I don't know
what
happened.
I would have had a heart attack.
It was like a Project X party that night.
Got crazy, like, kegs thrown over. Like, it was nuts.
So he
saw it at the absolute worst. So we had to go that next morning, and like, we were trying to like clean everything up after we got it. Like, oh.
It's because it looked like that's how we live throughout the whole year. But like, that was just the night that we had the fucking party. It was like just that one night where, guys, let's just fucking rip this house apart.
Yeah. Party till the break of dawn. Oh my God.
I miss those days. I think about it all the time.
I know. Doesn't an influencer live in that house now?
Yes.
Two influencers have lived in that house after us.
Oh, two?
Yeah.
I wanted to make a joke.
What was the joke?
What was the joke?
Party till the break of lease.
You interrupted all that for that.
Yeah.
Mariah. You're the juice
and
the funny. Hey, Devin,
you should have marked that time stamp. Perfect.
I'm going to cut it. She's
not cut it.
Don't bother.
No, do not cut that. You better not cut that.
She's just up here. Because I announced it first, I should have just done it. But I realized I was trying to think of what to like say after, and then I realized that I was like, perfect. This is perfect.
I got it.
This girl stopped. Five minutes later.
Yeah, I'm cutting to you, Zane, right now, bitch.
I don't give a fuck. You know what? I don't. You know, I hope. We're going to get
to
the point.
You sound like a smoker right now.
You know, I don't really give a shit.
Smoker. I hope.
I want to sound like this. I want to sound worse and worse as I get fucking older. Just have gold rings and just wear like that fucking
nipple. What was this?
No, just like when
just
I'm like
rings and
when I'm 40 years old and I'm just like, here come
like
Uncle Zane.
Oh my God.
I just smell like a cigarette.
Uncle Zane.
Jesus.
I can't wait for this uncut to be released. I should. That'd be fun.
Solid aspirations you got.
Yeah. Can we not cut this episode too?
Sure.
Mariah made a big boo-boo last episode. She uploaded the raw episode of the last episode. Thank God we didn't say anything stupid in that.
It was an honest mistake.
You know what's so
funny?
That's what we do. That's what we normally do.
It sucks because I watched her edit that podcast for hours. It was like 12 hours.
All that for what?
She got no sleep. Like literally no sleep.
As soon as I uploaded, I was like, I did it. We celebrated. I did it.
Oh no, justice for Mariah.
Mariah's like, why is this episode taking twice as long this time?
Oh my gosh, it didn't. I was surprised how fast it uploaded. I was like, this Wi-Fi is great. This is like working in my favor.
It's so funny though, because she like pushed it to upload. Done. And then left out. She was on the way to the beach with her family.
Yeah. It was bad. Oh, and my mom took a picture of me as soon as I uploaded. I took a nap. So she took a picture of me like laying on the floor with the laptop.
And she had just finished watching like the last episode where we talked about where Zayn was like, have you ever had a dream where like you uploaded like the wrong podcast or something? And I was like, no, never.
That was that episode. Yeah. Oh my, we were talking about how like we don't like usually fuck up. Like,
And he was like, did you ever have a dream that like you uploaded the wrong podcast? And I was like, no.
Did I like manifest that?
Yeah.
Just keep your mouth
shut. Don't put this on me. Yes.
But I'm only human.
I think the scariest part of being an influencer is thinking that you could accidentally upload something you didn't mean to.
All the time.
Because that could get hairy.
Exhibit A, B, C.
I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm just like, oh my God, like thinking that I just uploaded something fucking crazy on
and
like
it's
my
just
stories.
Embarrassing, if anything. Like that's the worst of it. Just being so embarrassed.
It's weird because like if we went into this knowing like nothing was gonna get cut. And we were just going to run it straight through. It would be one story.
Yeah.
But, like, we know, like, we could take a bathroom break. We could hang out. Like, just, like, talk about what's going on in the show. Stuff we want to improve.
You
like,
heard all right, everything.
Cool. Let's talk about this.
Like, the flushing.
You heard Heath and I doing our ad reads for 5 minutes. Me fucking up every line.
That's amazing.
Who took a fat shit? Oh, man.
Remember the time? This was actually a fuck up. Like, I did it during my sleep. Like, I hit a button. I upload, like, we had a Dunkin' Donuts deal, and I uploaded the analytics of the story to my
story.
I forgot about that.
I got 10-15 texts from everybody.
Wait, tell everybody what that means.
Okay, so Heath and I got a Dunkin' Donuts brand deal where we had to post, like, a story or two on our Instagram stories, and when we post, the brand usually wants to see like analytics, how many people watch the story, how many people engaged with it, how many people swiped up, you know, all that. And in the analytics page, it tells you all that. And I screenshot it to send it to the brand, but instead, during my sleep, I uploaded it publicly.
During your sleep?
How many views?
In my sleep. And people were probably like, what a fucking asshole.
We get it.
How long was it up?
What? A long time.
How long was it up?
A long time.
It was throughout the whole night. Like, I sleep for eight hours.
You sleep posted? Like, you like slept, walked, but posted?
No. I wasn't sleepwalking. Like, my body like hit buttons and then it just posted. No. I didn't like that's. Oh my God.
I was like, dude, I would have a fear. Like,
I put this in a safe. I put this in a safe if that shit happened.
Start posting videos, like sleepwalking.
You start filming yourself. Hey. Zane, right. No more phone. Take an
iPad only locked up at night.
Fucking nightmare. But like, so ever since that day at night, I just have these like fucking nightmares where I wake up and I'm just like, I fucking posted something.
That's like the trend on TikTok. People will FaceTime all their friends and be like, did you mean to post that on your story?
Oh,
and they'd be like, wait, what? What is it?
And they'll pause. She got me good today. She got me good.
Yeah, I did that to Zane for like, I'm really bad at lying though. So I'm like, did you mean to post that?
Yeah, she was saying it as she was like running away. No, I didn't mean to post that on your story.
Just so I didn't see her face.
I knew to get behind you because like my face will just give it away. Like when I know I'm jokingly lying like that, I know I'm going
to
be like,
that's good to know, right, Nolan?
Yes, liar, bitch. Yes. Speaking of weird shit that was happening though, so we just left for Pennsylvania, and the day we were about to leave, I went into the guest house to like lock everything up and just like make sure everything was good.
Oh, yes.
I walk into the bathroom and every single cupboard, drawer, door to everything in there was wide open. And we have two little like kind of like ditty bags for like guests if they come over.
Everything's empty in the cabinets. There's nothing in there.
The ditty bags were zipped wide open and like opened up.
Oh, yeah. And there's like travel like toiletries for guests to use and stuff. So I was like, oh, maybe someone was looking for something, but it wasn't even touched. It was just unzipped. Every cabinet wide open.
Do you think someone like broke in?
I don't know. And I walked in and I was like, this is really weird. And I got just like a really strange feeling.
Dark.
I was like, something's not right. And I had my buddy over because we golfed that morning and he used that bathroom back there. And I was like, hey, when you went into the bathroom, was anything like weird
all
or
the
like
doors open?
Interesting? He was like, no, I went in there and it was completely fine. Why? What's up? And I was like, every single cabinet is opened up and stuff is like
and he was like, open. Yeah, definitely not.
And he was like, no, not at all. Like,
and
it was
he didn't
weird.
Notice that it was those bags were up there when he was in there?
No, not like.
You would have noticed, like walk, like you would open the door to a cabinet, like
did
everything.
Did he take a picture of it when you're in there?
No,
you
just put I should.
Oh, we didn't.
But like everything was opened up, And he was like, no, what? Everything was like completely fine when I went in there.
And it's weird because it happened in such a little time gap. It was such a small time gap that this happened.
I was going to ask, what's a time gap?
So that was like in the morning, afternoon, maybe like 11, 12-ish.
Yeah.
And then we left at night.
Oh, weird. So it was during the day.
Yeah.
When was this? This is like...
Like a week ago?
A week ago, yeah.
And nobody was in there.
You don't have any like resolve to this? You're just like, no, that's it. What no. it was.
And we had to, we're like, had podcast to story, baby.
We had to catch our flight, and I was like, I felt so uncomfortable leaving the house.
Oh, we were terrified. We were like, should we be leaving right now?
It felt like a homeless man had come into the house like looking for like toiletries or just like something to find in the back.
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
very violent.
Or paranormal. Is that, I have no idea.
Is that door always locked or unlocked?
It's unlocked, but we locked it when we left.
When we go to town, like we lock it.
But then
up.
My TikTok feed, it had two things in a row of drawers opening in people's kitchens and like knives being thrown out.
What?
I was going to say, I keep seeing TikToks of people's drawers opening.
Yes.
I'm like, what is happening?
It happens.
It's actually not even opening like on video.
Like, in security like paranormal footage, movies, that's a thing where like all the cabinets fly open, but people were showing their house surveillance where like that's a thing.
So
I mean,
weird.
That honestly sounds like someone just got in and was like looking for something.
I don't know, what makes me feel more uncomfortable. Somebody coming into the house
or paranormal
or a ghost.
Must be a crackhead.
Baby, you can't kill a ghost.
They got a hold of the wrong stuff.
I don't know. Weird. That is really creepy.
I mean, that's seems like the thing somebody would do if they were like going to like break into a house. Like,
right.
You go to the back house because somebody in here.
It's creepy though, still.
It's creepy.
I mean, the vacant, like everything open is like the harshest, like, weirdest.
And like, none of our friends, like, if it was a friend, nobody would go through the cabinets and then leave them wide open.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Snoop, like, even if you were looking, like, don't you like open then close instead of like,
Yeah. Dude, was it all the cabinets in the main area?
Just the bathroom.
Oh.
And then the little like bags were like, where were they? Like the little
on top
bags?
Of the
they're on the countertop, the But nothing else was touched in that room. That was it.
Put a Ring camera in there.
We should start putting them inside too.
But Heath, I bet you're not gonna want to do that. You're gonna see something.
I would be fucking out of here. can't pay the rent anymore. Gotta get out. Heath,
I would put money that this house is there's ghosts in this house.
Yeah,
I would put
built
money
in the
on
fucking
it.
30s. There's gotta be something weird. Something.
Wait, have you felt anything in this house before?
No,
not like ghosty I've had like vibes. Weird feelings. Just like kind of like a.
I think it's just creaks.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's like an animal probably in the roof.
No,
right?
But there has been. So recently I was in the shower alone. I was like home alone and I got out and I was drying off and I heard Zane outside the door. Like, you know, his loud, like,
oh like, yeah, that just like crazy.
His exact laugh right outside the door. And I was like, oh shit, Zane's here. Cool. So dried off, opened the door. I was like, yo, Zane. Zane, I started looking. I was like, where did he go? I looked all over and I'm like, where the hell is he? So I FaceTimed him and he was at his house. And I was like, yo, you weren't just here right now? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, dude, I literally heard you laughing outside.
I felt
bathroom.
Really, when he called me and said that, I'm just like, fuck, that
bro,
sucks. Like, that's such a bad feeling.
I was like, what?
Ew, what
it was
is that?
The craziest feeling.
What does that mean? Because he's not dead.
I know.
Oh mean? My god, imagine I was dead and you just heard my oh my god.
That'd be a little comforting to hear your laugh. Yeah. Like Zane visited me.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
But she heard something weird the other day too. Remember when you thought I like walked into your bathroom?
Every time I'm in there, I hear it sounds like Heath is like running in and coming to surprise me. So I literally turn around and I'm like posing cute, waiting for him. And he's not even in the house. I'm like, wait, what?
What the fuck?
And it's not just like little creaks. It's like somebody's running or like something fell over. Yeah.
Y'all haunted.
But it's not to the point where I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm not like, it's just like weird. I just like brush it off. I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. It's nothing.
Nosferatu. Like it's just like.
Nosferatu. Like that.
Like that noise.
Yeah.
Like this ghost that just randomly throws me beers. Like,
Is everyone down to do that? Let's put a little ring, or I mean, I haven't experienced anything in my house yet, but you guys should definitely put it in that back room in the guest house.
That would scare me because as soon as you hear the little chimes,
I'm like,
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. It's like 2 a.m.
Delete the app.
Your house haunted at all?
I don't think so.
No,
I've never. No,
not in my house.
The fact that y'all like have, you're like, oh yeah, well, there's a couple things that have happened, and you named off like horror films.
yeah.
I've never in my life experienced like any of that shit. Like none of that. I've heard like, you know, like little creaks, little like pats and things, but like
our house is old too.
And I'll always go and look and like immediately try and investigate. It always is.
Oh, you're that bitch.
I'm like, I'm gonna look you in the eye, like I swear to God.
I do that all the time. Like every time I go in my room, it's weird. I just like check my closet to make sure no one's in there.
Totally. But
like you know no one's in there.
Your house is a little haunted too.
Is it?
Your house is
cute.
I think it was built over like a graveyard or something.
In the middle of the hill.
No, I've heard like weird shit with that house. Like there was like these Russians. We found out these Russians like lived there.
The Hollywood Hills have eyes.
And they were paranoid, so they built a bunker in my backyard. Like the backyard, yeah.
Wait, is it still there?
I don't know.
We want to like bust it open because they filled the door in so you can't like get into the.
It's a concrete.
We don't know if the whole if everything is filled up or just like it's just the wall.
Yeah, interesting.
We're gonna bust that bitch down.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. Ew, that's so creepy though.
My renos start in July 5th, so we could check it out. Let's put a sledgehammer to that shit.
We should.
Dig up the bunker in the backyard.
Yeah, we could do a seance in the bunk.
Oh, God.
A Ouija board? Has anyone done a Ouija board before?
I've done it a couple times.
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too scared to do it.
I never wanted to.
But you should do it right now.
She's
moving the coffee beans.
We do it in the guest house.
I would fuck with my kids, though. Did you see the TikTok where the mom had, like, the, you know, what's it called? Where it's, like, the thing you open and it's, like, all the lights? Like for all the like for the entire
the
house.
Breaker box?
The breaker.
Yeah. Sorry, yes, the breaker. The mom had the breaker and the kids were like doing like playing the Ouija board in the room.
Oh,
and the mom was turning off
amazing.
And all the lights from the breaker.
That's awesome.
Genius.
Oh hell yeah. I mean that's gonna
stick with them for life.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna be full on believers.
You know the mom was like, "Hey, honey, I would watch out for the Ouija board. Mommy, we wanna play. All right."
Just hell. Yeah.
Yeah. I would do that to my kids. I feel like I would not be a good mom because I'd be like trying to scare them all the time.
And we would TikTok it. We'd record everything yeah, like, set yeah. up a camera.
On TikTok.
We're fucking awful.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Were you going to ask about kids?
Oh, no.
Oh. Are you having kids?
I was like, do you want kids?
You guys aren't even married yet. Come on.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so. Kids like gross me out.
Really?
Who do I look at?
Dude, well, we're both on the same page about it, though.
A lot of people. Page. I feel like, yeah. especially in this generation, a lot of people just don't.
I cannot imagine myself having a child. Like, no.
I feel like a kid.
I want to stay up late. Like, no.
I am not passing this wealth down to nobody. I am going to spend it all before I die.
No one deserves it. I feel like
a lot of people are happier without like kids.
Dude, my mom, this is like some rant. She was just like, you know, usually the moms are like, oh, you know, like it'll be one day to have grandbabies, this, that, the other, you know, it'd be really cute. But she was like, no, I get it. I get it. She was like, I have friends and they don't have kids and they just vacation. Like, it's a great time.
Ooh,
and it was
good.
Like the first
kids
time
are
she
expensive.
Was, yeah, she was yeah. like, so I totally expensive. Get it. I understand. She was like, I have, if you don't want to have kids, like live it up. Just enjoy it. Go on vacation. But I was like, nice, like no pressure at all. My mom was like, "I understand. Keep the money.
Usually,
enjoy
she's
your
like,
life.
I want perfect."
Because what if you birth a serial killer? That would suck.
I mean, yeah. Exactly.
You know, what do you do?
I don't want to deal with that.
Or you could have a little Justin Bieber.
A prodigy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
True.
Prodigy.
I'm just gonna make my kid golf at the age of 6 months and turn him into a little tiger and
just
then retire off of that.
Super toxic.
You mean a little cub?
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm literally 30. So I'm like, I'm literally at an age where I could have kids and it would be normal, but it does not feel normal at all.
Is it
weird to say you're 30? Like, you can't just be like, I'm like 30.
You are legit 30. Like,
yeah.
You are ready for kids, but like, no, we're not. We're still 19, 20 years old.
That's how I feel.
Like, we're not ready.
If I had a kid, I would have so much FOMO. Like, I'd see you guys out doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
the darkness of that. Yeah. Just being like, oh,
the darkness of it all.
I gotta stay in. Like, I really got to. Like, that just sounds like hell. Like,
it's cool though, because like, my aunt and uncle, they never had kids, but they always had the coolest, like, gadgets.
Oh yeah,
like they were like able to like afford to like get like,
the
newest stuff
uncle.
Coming out and like they just had like everything
had
and I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, because I feel like you guys like want kids at some point. You always talk about
definitely.
It. Yeah,
right.
I just don't know. I wish I knew. Just like, I feel like when I was younger, I'd be like, one day I'll know for sure. Like, I'll definitely want kids when I'm in my like late 20s or something. But now I'm here and I'm like, oh no, yeah. That sounds...
Like it still feels too soon.
And once you're 40,
but I feel like what I feel since living in LA, like you just everybody feels 21.
I think that's what it is.
I think you just feel so young.
Is it this city? Like, I'm not ready. Like anywhere.
I
think it's
Because
it's,
if you live, I feel like if you lived in your hometown, you'd probably be more surrounded by people who are more like settled down and
just doing repetitious
like on Facebook, like, everyone you went to high school with, married, kids, house.
So that'd make you have to like
imagine like you were working your same job and like you like leveled up, you got promoted, and like you're like doing the same job for like this feels like something new every day, and it's always go and it, like keeps us kind of like in this like
it's not like we need something new right now. I need to spice like, things up.
Like, and a kid is like the spiciest thing you could do.
The
like,
spiciest,
yeah.
The
spiciest. A little spice. They're like, oh, we got photos, content for the next 8 months, 9 months, whatever. You know, we got,
oh man,
I have too much to do. I feel like in life, I'm just like too much to do. No,
I feel
way.
Like we just feel way younger than we are.
What else do you guys want to get done before you have kids? Like, what's like the next goal?
Own more property.
Yeah,
good answer.
We all want. We
show
all want
me
to
property.
Get into real estate. I mean, that's the smartest way to
in
go.
In LA or just like.
No, I feel like I would love to talk about Texas potentially. Buy in Texas, buy in Tennessee.
The whole state?
I'm going to buy Texas.
You know what?
Buying the whole thing.
Big dreams, baby.
Yeah, ooh, exactly. I could see you guys in Texas.
Well, I just have a family. My dad is like
Carly.
Yeah.
You have like pigtails and you're in like a summer dress.
Summer
dress.
Okay, that'd be kind of cute.
Very like desert.
Right? Like a Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
Let's all move to Texas. Why do I feel like Texas would be fun?
Yo, Texas is popping right now. Austin is like the spot.
I mean, for like your home, like you could have just the most ballin' home you ever wanted.
Yeah.
Like you get to have
something
the suburban,
you can't even
like
imagine.
Granite countertops, like something your mom would walk in and be like, this is it.
Right.
This
is right.
Y'all got
this.
Your shit
together.
Yeah.
It's like nice and all that. I mean, I think it'd be great. To I mean, I don't know. My dad's thinking about moving there too. So it's kind of like, if he goes, I'd be like, okay, we could do this.
It's either Texas or Miami people are moving to right now.
Why are people going to Miami?
Because taxes. I think, right?
Yeah.
You save a little bit.
But
I don't think you save that much.
But the market's insane out there.
Yeah, Miami's way pricier than Texas.
Is it?
For sure.
Yeah.
Everything's pricier than Texas.
There's areas in Texas that are expensive, obviously, but like Miami's crazy. And it's way too packed. I would never move
there. I mean, I would never move there either. I love when we go there because I get to
it's a fun little visit.
Go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would never move there.
Texas is just like
too Cuban.
No, too human.
Yeah, I was like, because it's really Cuban. Like, that's where, like, because like that's where my love of Cuban food came from. Like,
totally.
I grew up eating only Cuban food, and like I love it.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Too humid.
Course,
I said humid. Nobody can tell.
Too humid.
Ethan and I, we find the best spots out there, man. Uh-huh. The best food out there in Miami.
El Tamarindo.
Yup.
That's my shit.
Yup.
But wait, you guys are both from Texas, right?
Yeah.
From Florida. Yeah. But where at in Florida? Like
Fort Lauderdale.
Pretty much. Okay. We're like a little west.
Did you guys like go to like elementary school? I don't know you.
We did a high school together.
Oh, okay.
But you guys
we gotta like get
school.
To know you.
Yeah, I know. I'm
like,
yeah,
we never really talked.
Oh, he has no idea.
Oh my god, you don't know us.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Carly, you don't fucking talk.
I know
to
the gist. She's told me because she was like, well, they came out together. They were like the pair, and then like everybody kind of
yeah.
I but know like some of the lore, the outer lying, you know.
So we kind of became close right after high school.
Okay.
And we went to college. We hung out a lot. And then Vine came out like shortly after.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cause wait, what year were you guys, did you guys graduate?
2011.
Oh, I'm 2012, so.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
Right after. Oh yeah, woo! There we go. We're
Carly,
right
what
there.
Are you, 2007?
Nine. Nine. Carly,
what are you? 2007. Cheers to being 30.
Did you go to your high school reunion?
No.
No. Oh,
I think that was.
I feel like you had a lot of friends back in high school, no?
Yeah, I did, but nobody I like keep in contact with, really. I mean, like a couple people, but
yeah,
nothing like I wanted to go back for.
Yeah, we want to go back for shits and giggles. We
oh
like,
my god, I am so pumped
because we used to like
really
we used
fun.
To party with all of them, but I was never close with any of them, but I would see them at every party. So like I feel like one more party, Let me go to one more party just, where I just see all of them again.
One more time.
One more time.
I want to get high one more time.
Wait, when is your tenure?
Next
in September.
Oh, September. Are you guys going to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll be so interesting.
Yeah.
She's going to be the
fuck yeah. The date. Yeah, oh my God. It's going to be crazy.
Interesting. I feel like I don't know how to talk to people now, though.
I always thought the high school set that up. I didn't know that.
I did too.
I know.
Yeah. I just found out.
But then you get older and you realize it's actually like the student. I think it's, isn't it like the president, whoever was a president, the valedictorian as a senior? Or something?
Get the fuck out of here. They keep that shit till the reunion.
They do. As class factotor. But we all need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Structure.
Someone has to do
A little structure.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
No.
I want a list of everything I need to get done every day. Like, I want that. I want a structure. I want a
you
little
should
bit of structure.
It's as simple as I need to.
I know, but like.
Start by making your bed every morning.
Oh, that.
When was the last time you made your bed?
I make it like every 3 days. Like, there'll be days when, like, I wake up, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to make the bed.
Yeah.
Usually, it's usually on the weekend.
That's usually how it works. Yeah. I mean, like, hear me out. There's days where I like wake up and I'm like, I'm gonna make the bed, and I do.
On weekdays, I don't make my bed, but on weekends, I make my bed.
Only on the weekends.
Yeah.
He said every 3 days.
Yeah.
When was the last time you washed your bed sheets?
I wash my bed sheets every week, or every really? Yeah, because I have cleaners that come clean.
Oh, they wash them.
That would be yeah.
I like to be honest. When I first moved out, I didn't know you had to do it so often. So
I didn't know so often either.
You don't have to do it so often. You don't need to do it
every
week. Should.
Some people wash their pillows every week, like their pillowcases every week, which I feel like it should. I don't know. I just hear pillowcases, which is probably so smart because obviously your face, the oil and everything.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know. Probably every couple weeks.
I think 2 weeks is like a good
once a month.
Yeah, we're like once a month.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's bad.
When I lived in Florida, that shit was washed every 5 months.
What's the longest you ever went? I know when I first moved out here.
Oh, probably when I first moved out here.
I dead ass think I went like 9 months.
Oh, I'm sure. Like a year.
Yeah. Maybe
like
probably a year.
Oh,
yeah.
I smelled
like
it.
When I didn't have a washer dryer, like in my apartment. Yeah.
I also didn't think about it. I was like, because like, I'd like shower before bed. I'd be clean. I'd go sleep. And then I'd just be like, all right.
Exactly.
That was not like a chore I thought I had to do. Like it just was not on the checklist, you know? Like you're like, nah, I don't do that. It just stays.
And what about like flipping your mattress? Like I've never flipped
what?
My mattress.
What?
No,
Wait,
you do that?
No, you don't flip your fucking mattress.
That's why I'm confused because people talk about flipping.
I feel like that's an older thing. Like it sounds like it's something.
No,
am I crazy?
I think people.
The worst part of having a mattress
actually,
is breaking in.
I remember my parents flipped their mattress.
That's why
when
I'm confused.
I was younger.
I'm not for flipping mattresses. God, we all respect for Mariah.
How often should you flip or rotate your mattress?
How often?
I don't know.
Every
that's
three
just
months,
the title.
We're like,
oh my God.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
That's
crazy. Everyone says they rotate it.
Rotate it?
It's probably to make sure that you don't have like spots.
Well, that's what's fucking my back
like
up.
Dips?
We slept upside down the other night.
Upside down?
Yeah.
Broken
like
dips.
Not like your legs were
our
at the headboard?
Our feet at the headboard. Because
there was more support up there, right? You probably need to flip it.
It felt better. Because like right now it's like dipped in and my back kind of like...
Flip it around.
Yeah. We should rotate the mattress.
Yeah.
I when I buy a mattress, I hate the first month because I you have to break it in. You have to break into it.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Oh yeah, they're just saying like if you don't like that like the
dip.
If it's forming, then you can rotate it. But it says usually for older mattresses. Obviously, newer ones are more like well made.
Or older people.
Yeah. But they're all right.
Well,
am I crazy?
Yeah.
Stop yelling at me.
Bless you.
It's good to argue sometimes. I want to get into a full blown fucking fight in this room about something.
Just ripping hair.
Ripping each other's hairs out.
Is there anything you guys hate putting on the bed? Like, I don't like
the fucking pillows.
Well, no, I don't like a suitcase on a bed or like.
Oh no! Yeah, ew. Because the wheels.
It's just like
Wait, what?
Oh, I throw that bitch
like,
right on
putting
the bed.
Putting a suitcase on the bed. I think about that all the time.
Oh, people do that to pack.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes. Or
that's
even like
putting your shoes on the bed.
Ew.
Yeah. Who puts their shoes on the bed?
It's like
no,
if you got
it's
in
the
bed
same
with
energy.
Shoes on.
Oh, it's not the same.
You
want to
have an argument, Zane?
It is not the same energy.
He just wants to fight about something.
Okay, look, suitcases. Here's the thing. No one's touching my suitcase except for the guys. Touching all those.
And you rolling it up and down that fucking sidewalk.
At LAX. That's what I think of. It's crazy how, I don't know if it's just the United States, but I feel like a lot of people wear their shoes inside. And like when you think about it, it's like these shoes have been on Hollywood Boulevard. Like they're walking through my house. It's disgusting.
I don't take my shoes off until I go to bed.
Oh, like you wear them all day?
All day.
In the house?
No, he does. Really? Yeah. He
that
always
is
has to have shoes
bizarre.
On.
Yeah.
Even like when I was I younger, I'd go to school, I'd go like do everything. Like I don't take it off until the moment I sit down on my bed and I just.
Yeah.
Did oh my you God. Because
like, I don't think he likes putting them on and off. Like he doesn't like that process.
I don't know.
Oh,
that,
I just guessed that.
You should get really comfy house shoes. Yeah. So they're only in the house.
I do.
He does. Oh, I buy them for him.
And you don't like
these
them?
Instead.
Yeah, like the Crocs. Like the Crocs with the fur inside.
I have
yeah.
them. Nice. I literally have them.
And you don't like them?
No, I like them. It's just like for some. I feel like I'm just like always ready. I guess like it's just kind of like I got my shoes on. I'm ready. All right, let's go.
Ready to rip. Yeah.
You want
to
go out? We can walk out right now.
I'm the complete opposite. I look like I just got out of bed all day.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, we're about to leave? Give me an hour. I'll be right back.
Do you wear jeans all day?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't understand.
You don't wear shorts.
I think I change 4 times a day.
It's so weird because like when I was younger, like after school, like whatever it was, even like here, like people get home and they change out of their outfit and put on like comfortable sweats. Like a baggy. Like that makes no sense to me.
What?
I don't get it.
Like, I stay in my clothes until I go to bed.
I will literally be in this button down until I go to bed. And I'll take this off and then I'll take my shoes off.
And I think once he gets unready, if he's in sweats, then he mentally is like, okay, my day's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Like, for some reason, I'm just like...
You're in like work mode.
Keep I'll just like I'll get up like and I'll put like my outfit on for the day.
Hey, you know what we need to get? We need to get like little silk pajamas.
Oh my
silk
God.
Jammies.
Silk jammies. You know, when our day is done, you just Matt was like, wearing pajamas the other night. I was like, why the fuck are you wearing pajamas? He's like, yeah, I'll just.
You should do a sleepover episode.
That would be cute.
Yeah, we did a half one. We woke Zane up at like
He
fell asleep on the podcast, the old set on the
oh,
podcast
really?
Couch. Because he had a
because
he
didn't have a bed available for me, so I had to sleep in there.
You probably would have picked the fucking podcast couch anyways, even if we had a bed.
Actually, no, yeah, I love sleeping on couches. Couches are so much comfortable to me than beds for some reason. You know what I just found? I found the video of us picking out the couch.
Oh, really?
That couch at the store. I found it on my phone. Mm-hmm. It was really cute.
Rest in peace to that couch. Sold that bitch on OfferUp.
In pieces, right? Didn't we sell in 3 pieces?
Shit. It didn't even work. Bye-bye.
I really do miss that couch. I felt different on that couch, for sure.
It hit
for
different.
Sure. It did.
The couch hit different.
Felt different.
Like the way you guys feel. Like you guys are like laid back.
Yeah, it's nice.
Every time Heath and I come in here just to like hang out in here, we never sit in these chairs. We sit in those chairs.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
You guys gonna get new chairs?
Probably.
We're getting a couch. We'll see a couch next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week.
Heath, imagine a long couch. Like just a long fucking couch over here.
But like a big comfy couch.
As opposed to
like two chairs.
A short couch?
Like a long couch.
Let me be detailed.
Or we got the little triangle table here. We just put another couch on this side.
Ooh, that's
and just
nice.
Have like a little like circle thing.
Okay, hear me out. What if we do a whole cloud cool. like bed throughout the entire room? Cloud.
Or of like a full circle couch.
Like a
the
60s
ring.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
One table in the middle, we're all sitting. Get a wide angle of the whole thing. Get an aerial view. Hold on, I'm cutting that. That's a good idea.
Arab style. Carpet all over, we just sit on the floor.
Sit on the floor.
Yeah. Oh no, I love floor. That. The where you have like the square pillow, like
oh,
you
yeah.
sit on the ground.
It's Zen.
Zen and Heath unfiltered. Zen is anything but Zen. Yeah. What are you doing?
I saw this guy on TikTok. He said if you want to get energy, hit yourself like right here.
No, Heath, it's this.
Like this?
Yeah, like right.
It hurts.
Like collarbone muscle.
Ugh, my acrylics are going to break.
I'm tired from doing it.
Oh my God, I feel great.
No.
I'm exhausted from doing it.
Yeah, I don't think that worked.
No.
You know what I'm most excited about? Everything opening up again?
What?
Karaoke bars.
Oh my God.
I just want to sing my heart out.
Are they going to give everybody the same mic?
Yeah.
It's BYOM.
You have to bring your own cover for the mic.
Yeah.
Honestly, it should have always been that way. That's disgusting.
Now that you think about it, all the drunk people that are. Yeah,
seriously. Oh, yeah, that is pretty fucking gross, huh?
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
How long do you think it's going to always be weird? Like starting from
the
when
rest
everything's
of the year.
Open.
Yeah, the rest
I don't
of the
know.
Year. 2022,
just the year? I feel like it's going to be longer than that.
Because even coming into like this year, I feel like
people are more.
Mentality was already in this direction of like, I'm coming back this year. Like,
like I'm done.
Right.
And next year, it's going to be even more like, I'm here. I just survived that.
We're going to survive. The market's going to crash. Everything is going to go to shit. It's going to be a fucking second wave.
Did the market crash in the roaring 20s?
The Great Depression, the whole thing?
Yeah. Everything collapsed.
Well, the 30s was just bad, so.
Yeah.
It is crazy seeing videos of festivals, and you're just like, whoa, that was like, that used to be a thing. It was fucking nuts.
But like, they were like, I mean, even like 3 or 4 months ago, they're in New Zealand, they were back to touring and stuff, and like, that shit is like, it makes me want to cry. Yeah. Like, I've talked to so many people, they're like, I'm just going to fucking cry. Like, the moment I see music, and I see people singing it, and like,
you took it for granted for sure.
Dude, yeah, I mean, all like, a lot of like my friends or myself, like, have been kind of like jaded to being like, I'm not gonna go to a show, like, I toured and this, that, the other. But like, now you're like, I'm gonna go to all of it.
It's
like,
crazy how many festivals are coming out. There's like more than 10-15 festivals coming out. I've seen like so many flyers for festivals in the next like 3 months.
Because I feel like they were all just waiting to figure out if they're gonna be able to actually pull it off.
Yeah.
And now they've all kind of got the go ahead. So you're seeing everyone dropping like all the things, like Lala, everything. It's gonna be nuts. Like, people are gonna be fucking crying. Seriously. Like, it's just gonna be like tears. Like, I get emotional. I didn't think I'd be emotional, like, after like the vaccine.
It just makes you appreciate everything that we've missed out on for so long.
Seeing everybody getting along and being happy and just like enjoying like time together.
It was fucked up for a really long time, but I think like what happened is going to bring everybody closer together. It's going to be like distant, but like closer together. Like,
that's exactly what we said from the beginning.
I feel like we're not gonna, like, people are gonna have a lot less time for bullshit, which is a good thing moving into this, because you can see it even at the grocery store. People are like, get the fuck out of my way, like, quit wasting my time. So
move,
like,
bitch.
A lot of this, like people are gonna start feeling an urgency, which is really good, kind of. I feel like, as far as like being
move
like
faster.
I need to do something, like, like, I should probably take that fucking job I always wanted to take, or leave that job I always wanted to leave, like, all that shit. So be nice.
I love that. That is the best part of it. It makes you appreciate. Just make sure to appreciate everything.
Well, you don't have time to be like jaded about shit anymore and be all like pissy about like,
yeah, get over it, move
like,
on.
Yeah. It's like really fucking awesome.
I've been starting to feel like that. I've been starting to feel like, you know what, I really don't care about about the shit anymore.
It's weird because I feel like I got into a lot of like bad habits during quarantine.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's like people are like over those bad, like all the, like the laziness and like the,
unmotivated.
You get like tired of being lazy. Totally. You're like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, I just like, like, it was like, cool. Like, you get like sucked in, like, okay, Netflix, here we go.
Yeah.
And then like, you just like, after a while, you're just like,
you feel like you're like, just bleeding.
I need to get out. Like, you wanna,
imagine,
like,
we moved like we moved to a time where like phones and like watching TV is not a thing anymore. Like, now it's just like people just love just going out and just being off social media.
Ideally,
people are playing like kick the can again. We're like,
yeah.
What's so crazy? I always think about when we were all kids. Like, we didn't have phones to do anything with.
Yeah.
So we literally
it
was such a different feeling, and it's so crazy. Time. I mean, no, truly, like, it's crazy. Like, if we all had kids one day, they're never going to experience what we did.
Like, make fun where you are.
Yes.
Like, without in a cul-de-sac.
Being on your phone
or anything. Yeah.
Like,
so
you got one basketball?
Yeah.
And
if you made a plan with someone, you just, like, hoped they showed up.
You,
like, there's no
way. You knock on each other's doors. Like, now when, like, your door, when you're bell rings, what is it?
Yeah, doorbell.
When your ring rings.
You hide. You're like, who the hell is that? Yeah. But if somebody knocked back then, it was like, I got it. I got the door.
A visitor.
Yeah. It's just like, I feel like we're the last generation to grow up without phones.
Yeah.
We had half our lives without it.
And right. Like, I always say, I always feel like appreciative that we grew up in that generation, that we're like, we had
childhood.
We had nothing, and then we had electronics. Yes. Like, it was like night and day.
Because it literally didn't happen, I mean, for all of us until we were like, middle school. Like, then you didn't have social media, really. Like, you had MySpace. I went to like my friend's house to like have a MySpace, but like, you didn't have a phone, you didn't give a fuck about it. Like, I had like 240 SMS, you know, text messages.
You would go out and leave your phone,
Sean Kingston,
you leave your phone behind, and you wouldn't even care. It's like, oh fuck, okay, never mind. Like, but now you leave your phone, we're turning this fucking car around. I don't care how far you've been driving.
It fucks you up. You feel mentally unwell. Yeah.
You know what I just saw in the store the other day, and I'm like, how the fuck are these people still selling this shit? And who is buying it? It was one of them Garmin GPS.
Dude.
No way. Dude. The one where you attached to your car.
I'm like, who is buying a Garmin?
Some people just get brick phones.
Yeah, like, my mom doesn't use her GPS on her phone.
Mine
she doesn't. Yeah, she'll write it down before she'll do it. That's or she'll crazy. Be like, oh, I'll oh, figure yeah. it out.
MapQuest, yeah. they're like printing them off.
Yeah,
like,
that's what go, she does. Yeah. yeah.
I would always have to print that shit out to go to my friend's house. It's like
Warp Tour. I would go to Warp Tour.
You got like six sheets. You're like, yeah. I missed turn.
Yeah. Yes. Dude.
But then you miss a turn, you're fucked.
Yes.
Yeah. My friend literally like lost him out a window one time. Like, and you're fucked. Like, you're literally.
You're done.
You're done.
Like, you have to go to a gas station and ask somebody, like, hey, like, which highway?
And
like,
get a library card, go to the library, you gotta print that shit out.
Yeah.
The whole fucking
shit. But like, that was kind of cool back then.
Dude, because you had to go to like McDonald's.
It was a challenge.
Yeah, it was a challenge.
Dude, I thought MapQuest was a peak of technology. Yeah. Like, peak of GPS.
Yeah, I was like, they know where I'm going.
Yeah. What turn I have to take.
I feel like they had such a small window of time, though. It was like probably like 5 good years of like,
right.
We got the printers. Now people have internet at home. So we're going to put it. And then it was like gone. Just but, like done.
Yeah,
like,
to be honest.
So like, I wish I was like earlier because like, I want my dad's skill set. Like, where if, like, you know, like, growing up, like, you had a birthday party to go to, and he's like, what's the address?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that's going to be on the south side.
Oh, they know everything.
So that's going to be even. So that's going to be on this side of the road.
Well, you're
I know.
And so that's going to be 3 blocks just past. All right, cool. Yeah. And then, like, he just, like, drives you to this address.
Yeah.
Like, that blows my mind.
We'll never know. Because even if I'm, like, back home in, like, Nashville or something, like, I'll just like comfort put the GPS on to just go get
yeah.
and I know where I'm going.
I know.
To
I
go
need
5
it.
Minutes.
Yeah. I could not. I mean, LA for one is like extremely confusing. There's no grid to it. There's no like anything.
And you have to take a freeway everywhere you go. You go to the grocery store down the block, they take you
and
the freeway.
Some streets will just end and then they'll just start again like somewhere else and you're like, all right, I guess I'm on Slauson again. Like, it doesn't make
there's
any
always
sense.
A Slauson.
Yeah. It's just like, Slauson. I don't no rhyme or reason, none of it. But
the Sepulveda.
Sepulveda.
Like,
oh yeah,
is
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. There's like 7 of them.
You'll be by the airport. You'll be up here. Like,
I saw it one time and I was like, "Wait, is it downtown?" It's like, no, it's in North Hollywood.
Who's Sepulveda? And why did this bitch want her name all over the city?
She must have been important.
She wanted her name everywhere.
Yeah, there's like something cool about like my dad taught me. I don't remember, but like. It was like he had this like rhyme for it. He's like, streets, avs, and ways all run north and south. And then, like there's like some sort like, I'm just making this shit up right now, but like every single
there is a rule like that
would
there,
be like, would run north and south or east and west.
Because what is it? It's okay. So for highways and interstates, it's odd numbers and even numbers. Those are what like separate something being like a. Like
north and south or east and west.
Yeah. It's something like that. So I think like only like odd numbers are like, you know,
odd
north and,
like,
south
north and south
or whatever the fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
So like the 134 goes east and west.
Yeah. It's like really subtle shit though. It's everywhere.
Oh,
but like
man.
It's yeah.
I can't hear east and
like,
west.
Like
so, I don't know what that means.
No,
tell me left or right.
Like I-64. Like I'm going to I-64. Like it's an even number. So you'd be like, okay, I'm going west or I'm going east or whatever.
What?
But then you're like, I'm going I-65.
You couldn't pay me to think
I'm
that
going
way.
North.
No.
What really fucked me up was moving from Florida here. So in my head, like east and west, I'm like, east is the beach.
West is Sawgrass Mall.
It's opposite. So I'm just like, and like I have to like rewire my brain and like do the opposite of like
because
what
we
I'm
had
like
a,
used
we had
to.
A sliver to work with. This is like a vast, just everywhere is like north, south, east, west,
it's like,
east, west, go everywhere.
East, west.
But isn't it crazy that right now a street is being made? And someone, they have to come up with a name for it.
Yeah.
Who is that team?
Yeah.
The people coming up with a name.
Adopt the highway.
How are they?
Yeah.
It's Adopt the highway? Is that how
well,
they come
like
up with
each? Name people, you know, they'll name streets after people and stuff. Like
I know, but like, is there like a list, like a waiting list? Like, oh, I want my name as this.
Is there
like,
a team meeting for it? They're just like, just name it this. Just,
what's it? Because they have
like
the list of names for like. Hurricanes and it's gotta be like it's like a very set list.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like gotta be. I don't know if it's like it's not Greek. It's a they just have like a you know it's like
I
a
want
set
a hurricane
thing.
Zane.
It's crazy that there's an address for everything though. Like I went to go see my buddy and I was like I couldn't remember his address. So I was like, what's your address? And he like sent me a text and I was like getting ready to leave and I wasn't like paying attention. I just like clicked it to like put it in and like just drop it in the GPS and go. And it was 69420 Blaze Street.
Yeah.
What?
Like he'd made it up as a joke, and I clicked it, and it was like 20 minutes away.
What?
69420 Blaze Street.
Crazy.
And it was fucking real.
69420 Blaze.
It'd be
Street.
Funny if it was a dispensary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Iconic. Oh, my God.
That sounds like a story. Like 69. Are you going to 69420?
Yeah. Classic.
Blaze Street.
We go Rando Nodding. Yeah. It sends us there.
Rando Nodding. What a time.
Hey, you guys did that.
We was never really did that. Creepy? We never did
yeah,
that.
Nothing happened.
We're I supposed know.
To. I mean, that just sounds like. Like a way to get beat up. Like
I know.
Like I'm just like, nah, I don't want to do that.
I think
like
if you Salem do it,
witch trial.
I just picture yeah. somebody on the other end hacking it.
I know, I thought like, that too.
Go here.
Yeah, that, it's like oof. Black Mirror as fuck. Like I'm like, nah.
If you do oof. It, do it in your hometown or something. Because Aaron and I did it here, and like we couldn't get to the places because they were all in like Beverly Hills with gates.
Oh,
it was really weird.
Okay.
A lot of it was gated, and you can't really make the diameter anywhere else. So it's like it includes Beverly Hills, and we kept getting put there. But it took us to a weird. Okay, this was kind of weird. It took us to a trail, and we like climbed up the trail and stuff, and we didn't see anything. But then we Googled where it was or what happened, and all the reviews were like, "This is the most dangerous trail. Like they don't take care of it. Like." Poison ivy, blah, 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 all
see,
this stuff.
Wow.
So, like that's weird.
There.
Like, they know the fucked up shit. Yeah, they're doing
yeah,
the shit.
But everything, no, but everything else was, like, stupid. Like, it took us to some, like, store where they make, like, countertops. It just didn't make sense.
We do it in Florida. It's trap houses. Those are where you get good crack.
Yeah.
That'd it's like a crack house way. And a rave at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a good fucking time.
Yeah, like, what's, like, the big crazy thing? Like, why is Rando Nodding, like...
I've just seen... Because you're supposed
it was
to
one
like,
TikTok, I feel stuff. Like one TikTok was posted. And I feel like that's what started everything.
Yeah,
with it was. The Rando Nodding. I don't remember, but it's like you set an intention. So you're like, oh well, I guess the weird thing was we were like we didn't realize till the end that you have to set an intention first. So we're like, okay, bright blue, like something bright blue. So we kept saying it over and over, and then it literally, no joke, took us to a house with a bright blue car sitting in the
trunk.
And we were like, oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, we were like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like I get that it's probably not that crazy, but like what? It took us right to a bright blue car,
that's
and then we tried
cool.
another one, didn't
yeah.
work.
Oh, and now, yeah, it's like feels very ghosty though.
Yeah, like, it's supposed to be like manifesting, I guess. Yeah.
What do you think about all these alien shit, like?
Dude, I want. It's crazy. I wanted to talk about that 20 minutes ago, and you brought it up.
Dude,
thank you.
I feel like
I'm too scared to know. I don't care.
I feel like for don't me, tell like, me, it's funny timing. It's funny timing. Like as far as like, okay, so we forever since the last like year, it's always been like quit talking about it. That's crazy talk. Like it's always been crazy talk. It's
I wouldn't
been,
be surprised.
You know, like well, you know, it's always been part of like our culture. It's always been part of like you know movies and stuff. But like all of a sudden, right now. In the last, you know, few months,
good
everyone's
time.
Down. Everyone's just like, oh, no,
yeah.
It's real. It's real as fuck. And they're just, like, pushing it hard. Like, the whole government's, like, pushing it hard.
That's
everyone's
why I think
pushing
it's weird.
It hard.
That's
I'm not
suspicious.
Not to, like, be like,
oh,
some, like, rabbit hole shit.
I thought you would, like, believe in aliens.
No.
No.
I think it's a weird play right now to get us fucking scared.
Well, I just think it's just very funny
I don't
that everyone's
scared.
On board for some
right.
reason. Because I'm like...
Yeah, no one's really scared about that.
Conveniently. Wait, I guess I don't know what's happening. I know they're
like,
releasing something.
Maybe it's only kooky,
like,
but...
All, like, the UFO and...
Footage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
next
month?
UAP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's got a new name now. It's like unidentified. I don't know.
But it's not like people
aerial
have been,
phenomenon.
Yes,
yeah, UAP.
Yeah.
It's not like people have been holding riots. Like we want to see the UFO footage. Like they're just releasing out of nowhere.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
weird.
They signed something that they
really,
had.
Yeah, Trump signed something saying like they need to like release everything within like the next 6 months.
Oh,
or
Trump
like,
signed something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, saying like that the CIA has to release everything they know about UFOs.
Oh, okay.
Like I think it was like right before he left.
It feels like they're trying to like turn our attention.
That's what I'm saying.
Because now that like not that COVID's dying out, like people's mentality is like everybody's trying to get back to normal. Now they're just
they
like, shoot,
fire.
We need,
they need
something
fire.
Else.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I'm just like, because it was always like, no matter what, forever until this year, your mom, your dad, the news, everyone was like, yeah, but like it's bullshit. Like it was never
right.
entertained.
Yeah.
You were always kooky.
Now
you were always kind
of
like, oh, now everybody's like, oh yeah.
For sure.
And for the government to be like,
yeah.
you know
they
what,
go
we are going to
yeah.
release this footage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
but and for everyone to just be like cool about it, I'm like, I don't fuck with that. I mean, I think that it's completely ridiculous to think that we're the only thing that ever happened
of course not,
perfectly
we're not.
In the universe. I think it's right. ridiculous
yeah.
and like totally like just, yeah, selfish. But I'd love to believe that there's something out there and crazy and awesome and but I'm just like, why is everyone so on board? It just makes me feel like I'm like, this feels like bullshit. Like
right.
like I, not that I don't know. I mean, I think that there's a possibility.
I just wonder if they're not, like, if there's aliens, are they nice?
I know. Like, what are they going to do to us?
Can we go out to brunch? Can I do a TikTok with them?
Are they scared of us?
If they have technology that's so advanced and crazy, well, then, if anything, they're playing with us because they have the ability.
Yeah.
If they can make a
they've been here for a long time.
So I'm like, you're not, like, they're not.
Baby, this ain't the first go around.
Like, if anything, like, they're pulling the, like, we're watching and just seeing what these idiots
they're
are doing.
They're kind like, of you have thing. The internet only.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I it's funny to watch everybody on board with it for me. I'm just
it's
like,
so interesting.
Yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night one time and I couldn't fall back asleep. So I was just like scrolling through Twitter and I saw something about aliens and I was like, if they're actually here and like something's about to happen, like we don't imagine we my roof just gets sucked up. Like, I don't know. They could be fucking with us.
Like, we don't know.
And of course,
so
it's the middle of the night.
They're
so
like,
it's
let's
scarier.
Split the earth in half. Yeah. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Or like they could just appear in my bedroom. Like, I don't know.
But they give us a chance to pick a side. They're like, pick a side of the earth. Which side of the earth you want to be?
It's just. No, I think it's like it's very weird energy. I'm down. Like, I think again,
I'm
the
curious
footage
to see what it is, though. Yeah. I guess
I'm down to experience it.
When
is
it supposed to happen? I think the beginning of June, right?
Yeah,
like June is when it
like the full release is about to come.
You think it's really gonna?
Yeah,
come?
They're having
like,
actually a red carpet premiere for the aliens.
They're gonna do like a show
at Universal,
an alien convention. An alien wax museum.
E.T. comes walking out in the basket.
You know the camera you just bought that you could like see the moment?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So if you're able to like have a camera like that and see that close to the moon, imagine what these fuckers have. That's that, like, and like imagine what like the government has seen.
No, if I could buy that camera for no, seriously, like to see the moon like that, that's bonkers.
Yeah.
Like,
from
it doesn't make
fucking
sense.
Porch with your hands.
Me
like,
just
you're
sitting
just
here,
like,
yeah. Kind of wobbling.
Keith
with
has
it.
This $900 camera. It, like, $900. $900 for a
it
camera
was only
is cheap.
$900?
Yes.
What? Are you serious? I thought that was going
to
be like.
Yeah, it came out to be like $1,000 something bucks.
Yeah, like.
You could see a murder. Murder from fucking miles away with that camera. It's a fucking insane.
I think more importantly, you can literally zoom in on the moon and you can like see
like
the
really
crevices.
Yeah.
You see
yeah.
the aliens jumping.
I'm going to say, just find me the motherfucking flag on the moon. Show it to me. I can zoom in on this bitch.
I'm
here
with Keith on this. I don't believe that I think the landing was fake.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say it. I've been watching Stanley Kubrick documentaries filmed the last few days.
Said he did it.
No, well, no. He was very like, so I've been literally the last few days like on this shit, like watching his shit. I love it. But he's like,
you a flat earther?
No. He was very much like he was actually racing the space race as a filmmaker, and he wanted to beat them because he wanted to like make it be the most like real. He wanted to be the one to like have this like amazing footage in a sense, as far as like he wanted to. I'm skimming it right now. Okay,
yeah.
I'm one day into my
he's
my
cliff
watching it. Yeah. But like he was like he was fighting to be competing with the government in a sense, as far as like he wanted to make his footage like exceed your imagination, because like everyone was gonna watch the space landing on their television, which is gonna come through very like grainy, very shitty, whatever, you know. He wanted to beat everybody and have like this gorgeous thing.
Yeah.
Fuck all the things I just said. But either way, he was great.
They came out and admitted to taping over the actual footage of them landing.
Did you see the?
Because they lost it.
They said they accidentally taped over it.
The
That's
documentary,
why they had to,
right?
They had to film a fake landing in order to put that out because they accidentally taped over it.
They came
so
out.
So they
said
admitted
that.
And said that wasn't the actual landing on
in
the
a
moon.
Studio?
Yeah.
What?
So it's not.
Hold on.
It's not the actual landing.
Dude, if you want me to show you the actual like what they put out as a fucking moon landing,
you should show them after the.
Yeah,
okay.
We're gonna be up all night.
And they come out and say like, we lost the technology. We don't have the technology anymore to get to the moon, and it would be too painstaking to try to recreate to go back.
Yeah, but where is this coming from right now?
NASA.
What?
Not the moon.
Yes, they said it's
NASA.
They said we lost the technology to get to the moon. That's why we haven't gone back, and it'd be too painstaking to try to recreate it and go back.
I'm fucked
Dude.
Did you see the land on the fuck?
Did you see the documentary?
Where they found the old footage and they're able to make it look crystal clear. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, of course. I mean, of course.
Yeah, of the takeoff day, where they're like outside.
She's a mammoth, of course.
Well, that's an easy thing as far as them being like, did you also know that the footage was like this crystal clear? Because like, think about the time period. Like, they were projecting the footage. I mean, to get it to your TV in like the 60s, you know, was a hard thing. It was a lot going on.
You can't make a phone call or do anything from a fucking airplane, but you're gonna stream video from the fucking moon.
It looks like fucking A24 shot that shit. Come on.
But I will say, I guess on the thing you were saying is like, if you took the actual OG film that they had to film it on film, if you scanned that, it would be very clear in comparison
so
to
So you did it on film and you streamed it to people's TVs?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, the streaming part's where it gets nasty.
Ooh.
I don't know. The thing you told me about them saying they had to replay some of that fucks me up. I want to know more about that.
It's nuts, dude.
Me and Mariah were like, I am not educated.
But the Stanley Kubrick shit was like, he was like legitimately as a filmmaker trying to like compete. He was just trying to be like, I want to have the best shit. Like, I want to be able to like make my stuff be as believable, if not better than what you're going to see on your little tiny screen. And so it obviously like zeitgeist was same time period. He was like space racing.
He really shot for the moon.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And how do you guys feel about that?
The moon is cute. I don't know.
Have you guys seen these like surveillance footage of people on their phones and it's constantly like flashing?
Oh, I've seen that.
No. It's like a nighttime footage. So apparently like your phone is taking pictures and like flashing you every like 5 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen that on TikTok. It's
Oh my god! It's like an infrared.
Some sort of light,
and you can see like
you could see it doing this on the camera.
Is like constantly flashing.
But why? But I'm like confused. Like, why would they be doing that?
Well, it's disguised under them being like, well, it's for the features of the phone, so it's gotta like come
it's
on.
It's facial recognition.
You
know? I think Mariah's asking, what are they doing with it?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Like, who gives a shit?
I think if they're recording me on my laptop,
I'm like, okay, what are they gonna do with it? Like, I'm not gonna die. They're not gonna kill me. Like, I'm confused why they want it.
They make money off of data. They make money off of selling data and like having and data is like, make your coin.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, secure the bag.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get. I don't get that. I'm just like, okay.
I
don't care.
I guess the consequences of it aren't.
Well, yeah, like if you're recording me, you're recording everyone.
They don't care about you that much where they're blackmailing you.
They're not going to show up at my house and be like, we saw you do that. Like,
the problem is they don't until they need to.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's like fucked up is like, yeah, yeah, it's cool. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I did 23andMe. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, they can have my DNA, whatever. But like, But when you don't want to be found or whatever, I mean, not like anyone is expecting to not be, but it just like
go on a murder spree and disappear.
Yeah, if anybody's gonna be a serial killer, but like until they need to know where you're at or need to know
your habits,
and then for some reason you're like, I don't know, they know you go and get fucking bagels on Tuesday, so they're like, for sure, we're showing up. Like, you know, like,
well,
that's,
I mean,
they just have all that information stored of your entire life.
It's a wrap, like 40 years later.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how salty this is.
I mean, that data is, I bet you money, getting sold for a beautiful amount of money to defense people, to like, you know, police, you know, to et cetera, et cetera, so they can be able to be like,
it's
all right, cool.
Yeah.
We own these records now. We own all these like videos of these.
Just be a good person. It's that easy.
Did you see the documentary of the guy that was on trial for like murder, for just a murder, and the only alibi he had was that he was at this baseball game.
Oh yes, I watched that.
And one of my favorite shows, Curb Your Enthusiasm, was filming there.
Yeah,
and on their camera of this shot where Larry David is like just doing a scene, he walks by the fucking
camera, and that is the only raw fucking footage
shot they have of this guy at the game.
He was going to jail. They said you did it.
You were described, this was you.
That was a
But then they tried to play it like, so this was at like a specific time, but it still didn't like.
Right. You still had an hour between leaving the park and the murder.
Crazy, and he was like,
it wasn't me, I was with my daughter. And then they even interviewed the daughter. They were like, well, do you remember, like, what did you do?
She knew exactly.
Yeah, she said it. She was like, we got ice cream, we got this, we got that.
We got
like,
playing
whatever.
Cards.
Yeah, we got playing cards, everything. And then, should I break it down quickly for
yeah,
the people?
Yeah.
Because everyone's probably like, wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Go ahead, go ahead.
It's called Long Shot on Netflix or something. It's a documentary.
Spoiler alert.
This guy got his wife. We just told the entire thing.
The craziest part.
It's so interesting. So this guy got accused of murdering somebody, and his only alibi was that he was at a Dodgers game. And he was there with his daughter, and he was like, I'm innocent. They interviewed the daughter. She was probably like 5 years old. And she was like, yes, we were there. This. He couldn't find the tickets to prove it. And then he finally found the tickets and they saw the time, right?
And it still wasn't good enough.
It still didn't line up. Yeah. There was an hour between the murder and leaving the game. And he was like, how would I have time? Whatever. They didn't believe him.
They tried searching the Jumbotron, trying to find
him. Right. An investigator asked for the footage of the ball game, and he went through every audience member, and he was trying to find this guy, and he found him with his daughter, but it wasn't enough. Yeah. Like, they couldn't really see because it was like it was outdated, so they couldn't really tell it was him, but he knew. He was like, no, this is them. So then fast forward, he was like, do you remember anything else? And he was like, I think they were filming something there. There was a film crew by me and whatever. Larry David from Seinfeld happened to be filming a show there, and they had a camera crew, and Larry David told the director, he was like, hey, I want this to be filmed at a real game. I don't want it to be staged. And he had a fight for that on its own. So they filmed it at the real game, and on the raw footage, they went to that camera guy and they said, we want the raw footage. Like, it was like a fight to get it. And Larry David was like, let's do this. Let's solve this case. So they went through the raw footage, and as they're filming it, they were stopping people from walking down the aisles because they were filming everybody. They wouldn't let anybody walk through. They went to stop this dad and his daughter, and they looked at them. I guess they like liked their look. They were in like jerseys and stuff. They look, it was cute. It was like
they
a
just
good
needed
shot.
To get
yeah.
by.
Right. So they were just like, they went to stop him, and they were like, oh, never mind, you're good. So they walked right in front of the camera, and there's a clear view of the dad and the daughter.
The only people they let through while they were filming. The only people.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking like that. There is something watching them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just no fucking way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And of course, like, since when do you go to a fucking game and a show is being filmed there? I've never seen that.
It would be staged. It would normally be staged, but Larry David wanted, am I saying his name right?
Yeah. Larry David.
Well,
yeah.
It was also Seinfeld too.
No, they're filming Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Seinfeld wasn't there?
No.
He created Seinfeld.
That's right. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah. That's what it is.
Did you ever see that? Did anyone like watch the episode after that?
No. Yeah, I did.
I've heard it's really funny. Isn't he like? He's like going to be late to the game, so he picks up like a sex worker or something, so he can go in the...
Oh, right. I did hear that.
It's a hilarious episode.
So he can go take the lane where there's more than one person to get to the game. It sounds really funny, but yeah, that's crazy. I know we watched it.
Anyway, watch Long Shot on Netflix.
But in that documentary, they did like track his phone, and apparently like when you have your phone on you, they check the towers to see if you're in that circle, in that circumference.
Like, where it like pings from.
That's
I think that's that helped after the game, because they were like, okay, when he left the game, where was he? And I think the tower was in the vicinity of the murder.
Imagine
not committing a murder and you're just trying to beat this shit, and just everything just keeps like, I'm at the game. Oh my God, Larry David just helped me out. Nope, it's not fucking good
imagine
enough.
Telling that story. No, I swear, Larry David was filming.
No.
Awful.
But like, I forget how it ended. Well, it's good that we don't know, because you guys should just watch it, because it's an incredible fucking documentary.
That's
my biggest fear, being wrongly convicted of something.
Dude. Oh my God, that's fucked.
It happens all the time, too.
All the time.
Dude. Just like,
I feel so bad for people that like, get in a situation like that. It's so terrible.
And then people are just like, no, he would never do that. And they're like, everybody says that. And like, no, you don't understand.
Because you sound like fucking crazy. You're sitting there just like in your own, like, I legitimately didn't do this.
Right.
And you're just like screaming into the void.
Imagine Carly's going to jail for murder. We're just like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, her friend's boyfriend got wrongly convicted.
Really? Did we talk about this on there?
I don't think so.
You should tell him, though. Didn't? It's such an interesting story.
Her friend's boyfriend got wrongly convicted of like, making like a child like do stuff.
It was like child how do you say that word?
Molestation.
Yeah.
Trigger warning.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, there's a documentary about it. It's called Outcry. It's on what is it on? Showtime.
Oh, that was like they made it a show.
Yeah.
It's like a 6-part doc.
Oh my god.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Holy shit.
So a friend of mine that I met out here at my church, her husband, when I first met her, her husband was in jail. And he was wrongfully accused of this crime with this little boy because the only reason he got like accused was this little boy saying like it was him. That's all he said. Like it was him. So they put him in jail right away. Like they didn't like let him fight or anything. And he was like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
And he was like the high school. He was like, the superstar, high school.
Yeah.
Like,
he was going to be a professional football player. Like I mean, he was perfect
candidate
way.
For to put someone in jail. You know what I mean?
Right. He was going to be this like superstar, like an insane athlete, super talented, super nice kid. And then, I mean, I don't want to say the whole thing.
Yeah,
but he,
it, like watch oh, yeah, it though. Like it's spoiling every episode. Absolutely insane what this like poor kid went
He went to jail for like 3 years.
Oh my god! And accused. You know him?
And yeah. and it was like done. I remember the case when, was closed. And the entire city got together and was like, this is not right.
Yeah, this
like,
is not something you is have not the wrong right. guy. Like, yeah.
So the whole city, like town came together and like fought to get like some sort of like a retrial or something to like get new
it was
information
in Texas.
Out.
Damn,
imagine
that must
people
feel,
just like hated him.
Must feel so good having a city like behind you. Just like, hey.
The guy, the kid who actually did it, they look identical. But and they lived together.
Oh, yeah, it's a, yeah. Jesus.
So the kid was just like, oh, it was, well, he was saying him by name. He was like, Greg did it.
But they lived together.
Yeah. So the little boy was probably confused. And that's all they went off of, this little boy saying, Greg did it.
How
they were
the
like, okay, let's go
fuck
say Greg.
Did they not look into that?
That's the thing. They didn't look into the household, which was, the whole town was messed up. Like, you, the people that came in and out of like, trying to solve it and stuff like that. They were just like, it was very sketchy. Yeah. They didn't look into the household until somebody said, like, did you look into who lives in the household? And it was this kid that looked just like him. And that wasn't the first thing you looked at.
Oof.
Fuck. Well, guys, make sure to watch Outcry. I mean, Mariah fucking knows the dude that was convicted. So like, should give you
really
a reason to watch it.
On Showtime.
Incredible. Watch both. Yeah. Both fucking incredible.
Outcry. So
you guys
long
got
shot.
Homework.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do a pop quiz next episode.
Even though we spoiled both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I might chop that. I might chop it.
Speaking of pop quiz, we have a game to play real quick.
Oh, we do.
I love games.
We know Carly and Mariah, you both are really good at guessing celebrities.
Oh, no.
No! Why did I think of this?
I asked Zane if we had a game for today. He goes, yeah, but I can't tell you what it is. And I was like,
that's
okay.
Funny.
It's stupid.
So
okay.
We're going to show you just all types of celebrities.
Oh, my God.
And here's a,
oh my God.
This
good
is
luck.
A little a quirk in this game. We're gonna show you celebrities that look exactly alike, and you have to guess who each of them is.
Okay. I don't think you understand how bad this actually is going to be.
I know.
But
I know.
We're not doing this to be funny.
No.
Not at all.
Genuinely, I have like facial recognition blindness.
Yeah, they both really don't know celebrities. So it's going to be fun just watching them trying to guess.
Okay. There's been so many times I've picked stuff up on OfferUp.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, this is not who the account was.
Yeah.
Or even Postmates.
They look different.
Postmates pictures look nothing like the person that comes.
Well, I don't even think it's that. It's like they're that person. I just like don't recognize them because they don't look exactly like the photo. Like I can't tell who people are unless they look like how I remember them. Yeah. It's really weird. I think I have some sort of like blindness with that.
Facial recognition error.
Yeah.
Be sure to watch your past videos with Aaron.
Oh, you've seen them?
Mariah may cut this portion out of the audio portion. So if you guys want to listen to this or watch this, it's going to be a lot of fun. Check out the video portion on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We post tomorrow.
Or we could keep it in, and then you guys can say at the end, like, it's this person, and they're going to be like, how did they think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is so bad. I'm so bad at this.
All right. You both ready with your with your marker boards?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. First celeb.
Easy.
And all right.
Let's
turn
flip.
It over.
Yay! Very good. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
It's Tom Hanks. That one was good.
We both got it.
Most white males, I don't know, though. They all look the same to me, but he looks very distinguished.
Me with white females.
Same. If they have
I don't know
brown
any
hair.
Of them.
Like,
then you're in for a fucking
treat. I know. Oh my God, I spilled. It's okay. Sorry. Moving on. Okay.
All right. Next
you
love.
Need a refill?
Sure. I feel better.
Oh, nice.
Wait, we have to guess both of those people?
Yeah.
Wait, who
is... So number one and number two.
Mariah's like, why'd you put two of the same people up?
Oh my God, wait. The left one looks so familiar, but I don't know
who
it is.
The left one doesn't look familiar to me at all.
This is crazy, yeah. Like, watching you guys be like, what?
It's crazy.
Wait, like, I know who that is, but I cannot put a name to it, and this is what I'm talking about. I have, like, an issue.
I love this. Yeah. This is so entertaining.
I know. This is, like, I would watch this all day.
Wait, yeah.
My favorite videos to watch are people guessing celebrities.
Shut up, no
one. You do, right?
Oh, my God. You do, right?
I do.
I got it.
You got Hold on. Do you have the first and second
one? I just have the second one. I really
can't. Wait, no. I feel like when you hear, you'll be like, oh, it's one of those.
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen that woman in my life.
Yes, you have. I don't know if I have.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just really look. You got this.
No, I get why it's tough, though.
Okay, thank you. That's why it's tough.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, you both ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, go. Turn it. Iggy and Gwen
Stefani. Iggy and Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
It's... All right, make sure you show your board to your
name. Neither one of you guys knew how to spell Azalea, so you just put Iggy.
Wait, did you just put Iggy? I didn't even think about I was just like, well, Iggy.
I thought about it. I was like, I'm not getting...
Nothing. All right, next celeb.
What the hell is his name? Oh my god.
I can hear his voice. That's
I know.
It.
Yes, me too.
Like, I could probably recreate his voice more than name who he is.
I got it.
You got it.
Oh man, I can't.
I love this.
It's nice knowing shit when other people don't, huh?
Oh, you guys don't know the answer?
Three.
Is he the zebra from Madagascar? Yes,
that's a good hint.
Well, I don't know. I'm going through the alphabet.
She can look at him and be like, oh, zebra, Madagascar, but not know
but
his
name.
But
I can hear his voice. He's so distinct.
I know.
I can't. I got nothing.
Okay, ready?
I'm going to kill myself.
Turn around.
I don't know if I spelled it right, but.
No! No! No!
Wait,
it's all right. It's all right.
It's Chris Rock. Yeah. I screamed.
Oh, Chris Rock!
I yelled because I just watched Spiral the other night with Chris Rock, and Eddie Murphy's name came up.
Wait,
because
who plays Shrek?
Donkey? Eddie Murphy.
That's Eddie
donkey.
Murphy.
Okay, that's what I thought. I don't.
He's
I guess I don't know
Rush
what he
Hour.
Like.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
I think people get him and Eddie Murphy like confused.
Yeah. Do they look similar?
I think. They both have animated voices.
Oh my gosh, I love him in Rush Hour.
he's not in Rush Hour.
Oh my god.
Wait, Rush Hour 3?
Eddie Murphy is in Rush Hour.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Chris Rock.
No, it's Chris Rock.
Yeah. No, it's a fucking...
Shut up. It's not Chris Rock.
Chris Tucker. Sorry, yes, Chris Tucker.
We all fucked
up. Oh my god.
I love him in Rush Hour, Zane. It's Eddie Murphy. You idiot.
Next.
Oh, that's rough.
Beats the hell out
Never
of me.
Seen her in my life.
Really?
Never seen her in my life. I can't
even. I know, I've seen her, but I don't know.
I could say what name she looks. You want to say a name that she looks like a first name?
I don't even
know. If
you
saw
her on
the street.
That to me looks like a Gwen.
Like if you saw her on the street.
Gertrude. One of those.
You know what? That is not the most clear picture of this salon.
No,
that's
no,
like
I
a.
Think you mean that's not the. It's an old picture.
It's an old picture of her.
I know. I like know who it is, but I can't put a name to it.
I feel like that mole.
If somebody said her name, I'd be like, oh, wait.
What does she do?
I think she's an actress.
Could you name a movie?
Wait, is she from Titanic?
Okay, great hint.
Well, I know her character, but it came to me.
No, you need, what's the actress's name?
Is this right?
Yeah, Carly.
I think.
Carly, I just saw you write it.
You followed me.
Three,
followed the marker.
One.
Rose.
No,
great.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know her name.
Well, at least, no, you knew who she was. That's amazing for you.
All right, next.
No,
alone.
I was the one who didn't know who she was.
Oh yeah, of course. Come on, the queen.
Have you used this picture before in a game? I think I got it actually.
Queen. Mariah spells it the other way.
Three.
All right, two.
No, I'm scared.
One. Nice.
Yes. I said S-I-Z.
She was gonna go S-C-I. S-C-I-S-S-O-R.
Scissor. Yeah. Oh, thank God. I feel like music. I don't know who people look like because I hear them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know. I don't. Music is hard.
She's
for
iconic
me.
Though. Like
next.
Like,
next loves.
Oh my God.
Both Emma Stone. I don't know.
Oh my God. Neither.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Wow, they look
but
so
what is
alike.
It?
Yeah, they're both V Black Mirror vibes.
Left is like, yes, but what is it? And right is I'm going to get there probably in 10 minutes. They both look very familiar.
But the right one is like really hanging on a ledge.
Oh my you couldn't God, give me your honest, name. I don't know either.
Yes, you do. No, yes, you do, Heath. Names at
all. I would be like, oh, they're from this. I could tell. I mean, I don't know who they are, but I can tell. If I recognize someone, I could be like, oh, the they're in this. Well, apparently not, actually. I got to stop talking.
I don't know their names at all.
I don't know who the right person is at all.
Really?
No, I got nothing here.
I got nothing.
I only know her from Black Mirror. Okay,
so. I want to make a guess. Which one?
Well, I know the left is, can I say? Yeah. The left one's from Mad Men.
No.
No. You were so convincing.
Maybe wait, the right maybe what? The right one.
Is the right one from Mad Men?
No.
Wait, the left one is not from Mad Men.
Hey, here's a good hint for both of you. Good hint.
Okay.
Left one, Molly's Game.
Wait, never what? Seen it.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Right one, Jurassic Park.
Never seen it.
I mean, I love Jurassic
the
Park.
The Help.
She doesn't look familiar. Jurassic oh, yes. Park.
The Help.
Wait, never the original Jurassic Park? Oh,
no,
I Park? Thought.
Not the original.
Oh, Jurassic World?
Jurassic World, sorry.
Oh, I know her co-star. Can I name him?
What's she's who? The
Chris Platt.
Wait, Chris Platt. Wait, what's his name? I know the co-star.
Chris Platt. Wait, what's Platt. His name?
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Platt.
Chris Platt.
Chris from, Platt.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when you drop something.
Yes.
Chris Platt.
Yeah,
she looks just like the left one.
Yeah, he from Wrexham Park.
No, she looks exactly. Yeah.
Wrexham Park.
All right. Zero Dark 30.
Can we, I don't know any
hit
of
the
these
buttons.
I don't know them.
Chastain and then Bryce Dallas
Howard. They look exactly the same. They're the same person.
Wait,
I don't care.
Wait,
that's
wait,
Ron Howard's daughter?
Names?
Jessica Chastain. Name. Bryce Dallas Howard.
I've never
Jessica
heard
Chastain,
those names.
She's much, like, she's much, much more bigger than her.
Yeah, but I've never even heard
I know
those
neither.
Names.
I've heard them, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go. Next one.
Oh my God. Okay.
Wow. This isn't even fun.
Whoa, that's a tough one.
Oh, no,
that
it's not.
Is,
I mean, no, but they just
you know
like,
exactly who they are.
Yeah, from that first glance, they look identical.
This isn't even fun. I can't even guess.
What do you mean? You've never seen a movie with either of them in it.
Movie?
David
like
is in love with the one on the left.
Oh. I don't know.
Okay, and another hint on the right. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Thank you, Zane. That doesn't help. Like, what are their names?
Her name does not pop
I have
up
no idea who
right.
that is. Ooh. Never
wait,
seen
how
her in
about,
my life.
What about initials?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Oh, yes.
For the right.
No, no,
KK?
No.
For
wait,
right?
Wait. No, she wants to guess the initials.
No, I want
oh.
him to
no.
tell me
yeah.
the
initials.
Oh, okay.
They're both with a K.
NP.
KK.
Yeah.
Mila, Myla, Maria.
And another hint, the one on the right. Is silent.
Oh,
what? Damn! That was a good fucking hint. Wow.
Silent. Yeah, I got it. I don't. I don't think I ever knew what she looked like. Right. Oh, I don't want to spell it.
Wow, I can't believe that. Like that hint just like gave.
Sometimes
it to
that totally does did. Though. Yeah. Like Aaron will give me hints, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Like a tiny little thing will trigger it, and I'll know
I'm assuming. I think.
Ready?
Yeah,
we got each
one
other.
Of them.
Three, two, one.
Oh.
She said, "Keira Knightley,
Natalie Portman."
Natalie Portman, nice.
On the left.
All right, you both get 0.5.
Oh my God. I mean, they're both stunning.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Next one.
They both like different versions of each other.
Oh, Zane loves her.
Yep.
Oh. I mean, what was her name though? Wait,
wait. Those are different people.
Wait.
Oh, I keep thinking it's two. Oh my gosh.
I would give up everything for the one on the right.
We
same. Same.
I would
is
give
she
up
in like
this
Pretty
podcast.
Little Liars, the girl on the left? Is she
no.
in the
God.
Hint, Modern Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna write down because I don't know her name.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
The fuck is her
so
name?
Pretty.
That was a really like direct hint. Modern Family.
You might not be able to see her clear on the screen. Let's see her in real life. Come on out.
Zane loves that joke.
I love that
come
joke.
On out.
It
come
doesn't
on
get
out.
Old. Give me a hint about her name and I'll probably get it in 2 seconds.
SH, yeah.
Yep, got it.
Act like you know it.
Okay, I'm good.
3, 2, 1.
I have Mila Kunis.
Nice. Sarah Hyland. Good Ooh. Job.
That's crazy. You got people who really look so similar.
Yeah.
This is
yo,
one.
They
oh my look
God.
So alike.
Oh my gosh. They have the same. What?
You guys have to know who these two are.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy on the
left. I don't have
name,
to know
though.
Anything.
Yes,
Zane.
You do.
I
yes,
mean,
you do.
I couldn't say his name on the left, yeah.
The one on the right has a podcast.
Yes.
Yep. But I still... The
one
name,
on the left
I never
was know. In the movie Garden State.
I can't think of his name, but I know it.
Those
I
don't know like, at all. Like, I don't study movies and shows like the way you guys do. You're like, yeah. Oh, this person directed it. Oh, this person did it. I don't know the names. I'll watch somebody in it and I'm...
Does it make me laugh? Yes or no?
Is the guy on the left, is his first name very basic?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what
okay,
I
I'll guess.
To be honest, I only know the name of one of them.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
It is crazy. They look fucking like
God.
Two.
You know the name?
One. Yeah. Go.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
Who? What is his name?
Without
just tell
a paddle.
Me.
Hmm.
Zach Braff. That's right.
Yeah. I mean,
they look like Charlie and Dixon's mom.
Oh my god.
Yeah. oh my god.
The one on the right.
Oh my god. Yo, that's fucking crazy.
I don't know who they are.
It's Charlie and Dixie.
I think I know the one on the right.
To be fair, these aren't the most
they're not the most well-known
A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
I think I know the one on the right, but it could also be the one on the left.
No, that's not. Is that Demi Moore?
Yes.
That's he.
Come on now.
Who's the one on the left?
Jennifer Connelly.
That's Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, that's not the one from How to Get Away with Murder.
They should be playing this too.
That's Jennifer Connelly.
From
Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Weird. Okay, next. Oh my god, yes. This is my favorite duo.
They look like fucking twins.
Oh my, god.
I think
you know, and then you look again and you're like, well, which one is it?
I've seen the one on the right.
Okay. This one is Sacha Baron Cohen's wife.
Yes.
And this one is
from Arrival.
I gotta watch more TV.
Is that the one where he lives at the airport?
No.
Oh, shit. Is that the one where he arrives at LaGuardia?
We started strong and then it got worse and worse.
Because nobody knows.
Is the right one Amy Adams?
Yes.
No. Okay,
no.
Opposite.
You said yes.
Yes.
No.
Opposite.
What?
Left is Amy Adams.
Then who's the right?
No.
Isla Fisher.
No, the right is Isla Fisher.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I thought she was guessing her.
That's crazy. I don't like that at all.
Hard.
Oh, well, speaking of New Girl. Yeah, oh my gosh, I know them both.
Yeah.
No, I know her. What's her real name?
You got
well, I know the first one. Duh.
Duh.
Yeah.
We got it. We're strong right now.
Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel.
There you go. Yay. Good job, guys.
Okay.
Bubba, you got this.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Okay. He has three names on the right. I can't think of the names.
Corvette.
Can you tell me the first?
Jet right.
No clues for this one.
Hop in the motherfucking bit, Jet, right?
I need the first letter of his first name. On the second one, I'll get it.
Nope.
It's like such a classic name.
Okay.
I mean, it's like
I know who it is. Like I know he has three names.
I'll give you a hint.
Please.
Two men in a tent.
No, she's
right. I got the left one.
Oh.
I got the left one.
Yeah.
Cancer.
The movie with yeah.
He's got three names.
I know.
Yeah.
He's got three names.
The three names is really
That was crucial. A good movie, by the way.
The one on the right has three names.
Here's a hint. Two men in a tent. Wrong one.
Isn't that like his long time sitcom he's a part of?
All right, do you guys want initials?
Okay. Yes.
JGL.
Yep.
JGL. Oh, I got it.
Right, hit with the eraser.
Nope.
You have to tell them what you had on there.
Yeah, I would love to see what you had on there. Just
had on there. You don't have the first one?
I just put one of the Franco brothers, Franco.
Oh!
I get how she, I thought that at first too.
On
it
the
looks
right.
Like a Franco, yes.
Okay.
I got that.
I thought he was a Franco.
You can't tell me
he doesn't look like a Franco.
He does.
But
they both
I wouldn't write that.
Is the guy on the left's first name Chris?
No,
but I got it.
Oh, she said Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Maybe this will help. Dead?
Alive.
Oh, he passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't help.
He passed away after his iconic movie came out. Or before.
He was from the racing movie.
No.
No, yeah.
The racing room? Mariah, think more superhero.
Mariah, the one with the racing movie.
Bubba, think more me.
Literally him.
What's your favorite chocolate?
Ford versus
What's your
Ferrari.
Favorite chocolate
no.
Bar?
No.
Well, who is that?
Your favorite chocolate bar?
Oh my gosh, wait, he doesn't have long hair. He usually has long hair.
Yeah. True.
Got it. Okay.
See, that's me. I can't recognize people unless they look exactly how I remember them.
She puts Heath who's art.
She doesn't know that. Zayn and Heath?
Oh, wow. Okay. Right. It's Heath Ledger on
there
the left.
There you go.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Those initials really saved
classic,
me.
Classic, yeah.
All right, next one.
Oh! Oh, my God. The silence is deafening.
I know.
Oh, come
well,
on,
I know who he is. That picture's been around this year, right?
Yes. Yes, you're right.
You don't know who he is, Mariah.
Why am I torn between...
Put both names. Yeah, just put both.
Put anyone.
I
want to
see both. I want to see both.
No, I don't want to. Okay.
You got it. You got it. I want to see it.
Oh, Heath is going to kill me. I just, you'll understand why I can't choose between the two, okay?
Yeah, I'll understand.
No, I'll probably get it. Okay. Right here.
Two, one, turn it.
Oh, Bill
no. No, you got one. You got one.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, at least she got it. It's Elon Musk. Elon was both my initial wealthy. Thing, but I was like, but why has he been around? I'm like, was it Bill Gates? Yeah. I don't know. I've seen the picture so much. I've seen
his
face.
I know.
That's funny.
That's really funny. No, it's like you're two rich people. Two really
fucking rich people.
It's all right, Bubba. Oh, nice. Yes.
It's funny. They're like, got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, forever.
I can hear them both writing the same thing.
Yeah. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, turn it.
I'm scared. Okay.
OJ Simpson. Very good.
OJ Simpson.
Imagine next being one. That famous. Yeah. I mean, that deeply. Oh, come on. Easy.
Love best. Him.
Mariah just froze.
Is his name Tiff Chappelle?
Oh, well, that's a great fucking hint.
Me trying to spell it right.
Is his name Tiff Chappelle?
Oh my God.
It's close. Okay. Dave Chappelle.
She writes Tiff.
Job.
Dude, he's right. So good.
Oh my God.
Oh, we have the same birthday and she goes to my church.
There you
I
go.
Just watched what? Like Spy Kids.
That's
the
only reason why
he
I know.
He gave me a very good hint. Pretty much the only hint.
Literally, the only hint.
I don't know Spy Kids at all.
But I had to look up her name because I was like, I don't know who they are. I mean.
Sleepover, Carly, right?
No. I've never seen like any movie. I'm being serious. Right.
Carly, wait, any in general?
I mean, like I've seen movies, but not really.
I'm the same way. I never even heard of movies that everybody's watching.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Never seen her in my life.
Mariah, you feel good?
Yeah, she's in Spy Kids.
All right, show it off. Alexa Vega.
Good job.
One of my
close friends that I grew up with, she's cousins with Alexa Vega.
Oh, that's sick.
Mm-hmm. Is that her name, Alexa Vega?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know her name the whole time, to be honest. Yeah. But I know the one dude.
Meghan Trainor.
Is married to fucking, yeah, Meghan Trainor or whatever. Or
oh, yeah.
Whatever her name is.
That's why
they're married?
Always, yeah. They're married as fuck.
Yeah, you know the, the kid?
Yeah,
the boy?
As fuck.
Married as fuck.
Man, that's him.
Loves her. Like, yeah. Loves her. Oh, wow. Like, I was shooting photos for her, and then he came with her, and everybody, and he, like, asked, like, hey, could I take the flowers from the set? And, like, I'm going to take them out to her. And this is, like, during, like, an Apple Music, you know,
that's
like,
so
normal
sweet.
Shit. And he was like, can I take the flowers? I'm outside. And he was cute. Just, like, in love, was just, like, there. Just, like,
oh, that's so
like,
sweet.
Rock star for her. Rock star
wow.
for her, yeah.
Cute.
He's that old.
Spy Kids glowed up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know who that is.
I have
you
to
did
know
this on
him.
Purpose.
I'm
in our
feeling
house.
Lucky.
You've played this game enough, Carly.
I know. I remember at this point.
She goes, Steve Buscemi.
Turn it.
Ooh.
There we go.
Thank
Clint Eastwood.
God.
The guys fucking ended. Clean.
Oh, finally.
Damn. I got it one right. More. I feel like I was just on a roll there.
Ryan, we did okay.
We did okay.
We did okay. Yeah.
I'll be
we
honest, some that. Of them were tough, so don't...
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be the same, but, like, showing any type of car, I'd be like, I have... I don't know
oh
if there's any
Oh, my God.
That would be good.
Should we do that?
I do not know cars.
That would be old so
cars.
Fun.
Yeah. But even cars, like, he'll point out a car, I'm like, is that expensive or not? Like,
I would love it's to play crazy. That game because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
anything.
Prices so weird, of cars blow my mind.
Yeah, knowing, like, the prices, what they go for now, if it's an old car, like...
Oh. There's so much. I mean, like, but yeah, she should be like, we're like looking at like a dealer, like a lot. And she'd be like, what makes that like, it'd be like Mercedes, a Toyota,
like.
And like a Hyundai. And she'd be like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why is there any difference? I'm like, well, for me, I'm like, there's obvious visual points to a luxury vehicle that
usually
call it out. Like it's a
nope,
little bit
not
more
for me.
Like thought out and stuff.
Yeah.
But like. Yeah, I mean, I can't even comprehend it because I've always thought about cars. Like, I've always, my mom works in automotive. Like, I've always thought about cars.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty like, good with models and makes, but when it, like, when he opens a hood and he knows exactly what he's looking at, I'm like,
oh, I don't
what?
Know that shit. I don't know that shit at all.
Huh?
I'd be like, I mean, I could find, like, my oil, my like, I don't know, like my.
But he'll
water,
like want to like, look at the hood of a car. I'm no, like, for what?
Yeah, I'm the type where you saw the girl where she opens the hood and just pours it all over. Yeah. Oh, my oil's low.
It'll get in there somewhere.
It'll find its way.
I think it comes from me like liking cars and like wanting to have like specific cars. Yeah. So I would go online and search like my entire life I've done this. I would look up like a price range and be like, what could I get for this price? What's the fastest car I could get? What's the coolest car for like this range? And I would Google it, check 0 to 60 times. I'd check like absolutely everything, like horsepower of each car.
Even the whole like 0 to 60, I'm like, I don't care. Like I'm not going, I'm not trying to floor it in LA.
When people would buy a car, like, yo, this shit goes 0 to 60 and blah, 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 seconds. Like,
for who? What?
For what?
The guy with the fucking Lamborghini SUV.
No, I know, I got it because I actually love it. It's like, it's perfect.
I'm all about looks.
I don't care how fast it goes because I don't go fast. Yeah, like, I don't drive fast. I think it's dangerous.
You drive faster than me.
No, I don't. I really don't drive fast.
Devin?
I don't drive. Oh, wait, hold on.
I know you leave the house because I hear,
shut up.
Oh, yeah. You don't even let your car warm up.
No, wait. Compared to you, I don't drive fast, though. Like, compared to you.
Heath is a safe driver.
Shut up.
Nobody asked.
Zane, you drive like on streets, you drive faster than me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Cut this out.
Zane, I think you don't want to admit that you drive fast just because you've been driving like that for so long.
There's gonna be comments like, it's kinda hot that he drives really fast, and Zane's gonna be like, yeah.
He reckless. Oh, he a bad boy.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to another Zane Heath Unfiltered episode. We're going to end this right now.
Make sure to check out the episode on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Who knows what y'all listen to it on. Every single Monday. The video version comes out every single Tuesday on youtube.com/Zaney.
Make sure to listen every week. You never know when I'm going to upload the wrong version.
Make sure to check out our coffee. It's called Cremota. If you guys didn't know, we have all types of flavors. We got decaf. We got Tahitian vanilla. We got house. We got sweet butter hazelnut. I almost forgot the flavors. And we got cinnamon frottage French toast. So you guys make sure to get it. We have the podcast and we have the bag form.
We have the pods and the pod.
So make sure to grab all of that shit. We have the cups. We have the tumblers, and we have literally anything on the site. And
if that was an ad read, we would have been dropped.
We would have had to make good.
Wait, but can I say the K cups are really good? I usually think K cups taste like plastic.
They do.
Yours are really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think we have any left. You guys gave us a bunch of them, and they're all gone.
All right, say no more.
Say no more.
We do not. Yeah.
No, but I will love to take some. Wait, is this new?
It's the new one we just came out with.
Well, I don't think. Thank you. I think. Don't you guys like ground better than K-pop?
Well, we've. Wait, what?
I said K-pop instead of K-pop.
You guys like the ground cups better than the K-pop, right? K-pop.
Because no, I feel like you like don't you do pinch. Your like little you do your
I usually brew? Make like lattes now, but in a pinch, like I love the K-cups, and your guys's is actually really good. Like,
thank you.
No, not sponsored.
Is that the flavor you want? You want another flavor?
I've never tried it, so I'd love to try it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Anything you guys would like to plug before we close out?
I mean, just the socials.
Nolan Music, Carly.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah. Nolan is Noli.
Noli?
Yeah. Okay. N-O-L-I-E.
At Noli.
It was Noli Fresh, right?
Noli Fresh?
What? I don't know why in my head.
It's Frausch.
Feldposh.
Foul Posh.
In my head this whole time, Fresh. I think your Instagram name is like Noli Fresh.
Whoa, Mandela.
Noli Foul Posh.
Yeah.
No, it feels like a Mandela.
That should be your like DJ name.
And Carly and Contro.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yes. Anything else?
No.
Would you like to plug anything in?
No.
Your Nothing. TikTok? You just had one blow up the other day.
Yeah, I'm sure they've seen it.
Cool.
Okay. Woo! All right, guys. We stay humble.
We'll see you guys next week.
We love you so much. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
I love you.
Cheers.
You said it.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.